Zafus Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So it started off by talking about Halleluka and whether that is a Shem Kodesh or not, if it's one word or two different words. The Gemara discusses a lot of words that seem to end with the Shem Hashem, including Keska, Yudidya, Merchevya, and whether they're one word or two words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav, according to Rabbah. The Gemara has a machlokas whether the word Halleluka is usually used as the last word of a paragraph or the first word of the next paragraph, or maybe some paragraphs there's no suffix about whether it's the last word or the first word, other paragraphs we're not really sure about. Then the Gemara tells us that Amar of Yudam Shmuel, Shir Shabbatorah Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Shah Shalom Minayam, Az Yashir, we know Moshe Rabbeinu composed together with Klal Yisrael when they came out of the Yam, when they left Mitzrayim, but Hallel was instituted maybe by the Nevi'im to say Al Kol Tzara Shelo Tavo, when Klal Yisrael experiences a Tzara and then a Geula from that Tzara. The Gemara discusses who, in fact, composed Hallel. So some say that David HaMelech wrote the Hallel. Others say that that Moshe and Klal Yisrael had to have done it, because there's no way that Klal Yisrael for years and years are going to be Shochet a Korban Pesach and take a lulav and not say Hallel. It has to be. It's part of the mitzvah. It's Hallel. So there's no way that it lasted that long until the times of David. And the other raya is that there's no way it was composed at a time when Pesel Micha was still standing. They're not going to talk about the evils of Avodah Zarah and how Kamom Yoseim, that the people who make the Avodah Zarah should be just like the Avodah Zarah, as lifeless as the Avodah Zarah, when there's a Pesel Micha still standing. So it must have predated predated David HaMelech. It must have gone back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Gemara later quotes opinions that it was first said in the days of Yeshua, after defeating the kings of Canaan, in the days of Devorah and Barak, after defeating Sisera, in the days of Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, when going up against Nebuchadnezzar, or in the days of Mordechai and Esther, when they went up against Haman. All these different possibilities of when it was composed. Then the Brisa lists three different opinions as to what David HaMelech, or who David HaMelech, had in mind when he wrote Sefer Tehillim. Was it Keneged Atzmo? He was thinking about himself. Keneged Tzibur, about all of Klal Yisrael, or Yeshman Keneged Tzibur, Yeshman Keneged Atzmo. Sometimes when he spoke B'Lashon Yachid, maybe he was referring to himself. When he spoke B'Lashon Rabbi, maybe then he was talking about the whole Tzibur. The Gemara also tells Mlamit Shamar Shira V'Achar Kach Shar Salav Shechina, that David HaMelech would first say Shira, and then he would experience the Shechina, because a person needs to be in a state of joy in order to experience the Shechina. Tzlo Mitoch Atzlus, or Atzvos, Schol, Kalas Rosh. Person can't be in a state of laziness, sadness, laughter, lightheadedness to experience the Shechina. It should be in a sense of joy from a mitzvah, simcha shal mitzvah, v'chein l'chalom tov, and v'chein l'dvar halacha, for a person to learn properly and for a person to dream nicely. They also should be in a state of simcha. The Gemara asks that Rav says a Talmud should sit in fear in front of a Rebbe, that he shouldn't be in a state of simcha. He should be dripping with fear. So the Gemara gives two answers. One is haba rabba haba talmida. Yeah, the Talmud should be fearful and the Rebbe should be very happy. That's one possibility. Or hamakami de pasach halabasa de pasach, that the Rebbe should start with the milsa de b'duchusa, should start with a joke, lighten the mood a little bit, but then as the shiur starts, then everyone should pull themselves together and get very serious. Then the Mishnah said we conclude with the bracha of geula, we conclude the magid part of the seder with the bracha of geula. So both in the bracha of geula and in the bracha of kedushas hayom, we speak about Hashem redeeming and being mekadesh klal Yisrael in the present tense, not in the past tense. But in tefillah, we daven for Hashem's mercy in the future, because it's rachamim minhu. In the bracha of kedushas hayom, both in davening and in kiddush, we also have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the famous Gemara says the man tizkor yom tizkor meret Mitzrayim. They have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim in kiddush. It's part of the mitzvah of zochar yom Shabbos lekadsho. In the Shemoneh Esrei, we refer to Hashem as the God of each of the Avos, but our Chosem with Elokei Avram, because Veheye Bracha, Avram gets an extra phrase, that not only are we going to bless Hashem using all the names of all the Avos, but we always are Chosem using the name of Hashem. And the Bracha of the Avtara, we conclude with Magen David, because Hashem says, Va'asisi l'chashem gadol k'shem ha'gadolim, that David is going to have a big name like Avram, so he also gets the end of a Bracha. And then at the end of the daf, we said Am Rava Ashkachtin al Sabi de Pumadisa, the Asvi Kamri, Rava records that there was a machlokas between himself and the Sabi de Pumadisa about how to conclude the bracha of Kedushas Hayom in Kiddush and in davening on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And the Gemara concludes with anecdotes about how Rav Papa and Maremar endorsed the opinion of the Sabi de Pumadisa, and even Rava didn't object when someone else followed the Sabi de Pumadisa, so it must be that Rava ultimately changed his mind, and he agreed to the Sabi de Pumadisa, who, by the way, held that on Shabbos we always conclude Mekadesh HaShabbos, because Shabbos is Kavua V'Kayma from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, and on Yom Tov we conclude Mekadesh Shav HaZmanim, because the Jewish people establish when Rosh Chodesh falls, so we sort of get to determine when Yom Tov happens.